Daf Lamedalid Omedalev Oma Rove Mipnei Ma'omru Ein Taimnim Bedobo Sheine Moisef Hevel Mishach Sheikho. Why did Chazal say that we're not Taimin Bedobo Sheine Moisef Hevel, something that does not bring heat, just retains the heat, Mishach Sheikho? The Mishnah says that Bein Hashmoshes, one is permitted to be toimen, to surround the pot with dvorim that retain the heat. That's Bein Hashmoshes. But Mishach Sheikho, when it is dark already, when it is Seis HaKechovim, ain't toimen. What is the reason? Mimnei Ma'omru, ain't toimen bedobo sheini moisef hevel Mishach Sheikho. So the Gemara says, Gzeiro Shemo Yartia. Zogt Rashi,
why are we not timing something that is not Moisef Hevel?
These are articles which do not bring heat, but it retains the heat. When it's night, that Bein Hashmoshes it is permissible to be timing the chamin. Taima, the whole reason is the suffix chasheicha, because it is a suffix, maybe as yet it is not night. Havade chasheicha ain't taimnim. Ustamatmone bedovo she'ene moisef hevel. Stamatmone that a person makes is bedovo she'ene moisef hevel, that it is not adding heat. Dilu bedovo she'moisa moisef hevel, if the hatmone is adding heat, afilu miboid yoim also. So it is also mibayid yoim, kedisnan beperik dalet, ein taimnim loy begefes, one is not permitted to be taimin a kedeira begefes. So mamele, so we are speaking about bedovo she'ene moisef hevel. Bedovo she'ene moisef hevel, so just retaining the heat, why is this also in Shabbos? So the Gemara answers, gzeira shemo yimotzek deirosoi shenitstanino. He might find that his kedeira, his pot, cooled off, kshayirza lahatmina, when he'll want to go, if it's night already, and he wants to go to, now to cover the pot, to retain the heat, he'll find that it's cooled off. V'yaltich, so it's bitter. So he has a cool pot, and what's going to be with the Shabbos Sudeh? V'yaltichenot chila. So he'll go and warm it up again before he's timing it. That means Kolzman, he wasn't oisik with the kedeira, he didn't know the matzav of the kedeira. But when he'll start to be timing the kedeira to ensure that it's going to remain hot, all of a sudden he sees it's cold. So he might go and be martiach chila, he might go and warm up again the pot. V'nimtza mevashel b'shabbos. Will come out, it'll be Mevashel B'Shabbos. L'chayre from Rashi is Mevur, we have a klal, Ein Bishol Achal Bishol. If something was completely cooked, so what's going to be, put it again on the flame, to, it should warm it up again. So we have a klal, Ein Bishol Achal Bishol. There's a machlekes harishainim, if bedova lach, a liquid that was once cooked and it cooled off, if there is a din, a second time bishul. So l'chayref and Rashi it would seem that Rashi holds b'dov alach, yesh bishul acha bishul, is memele, so that's what we are afraid of. We are afraid of that this, that he's, that since he sees that the k'deiros nitstanin, he'll warm it up again, and it'll be mechayev because of the iser bishul. That's good if you hold yesh bishul acha bishul. What if you hold Ein bishul acha bishul bedova lach. So what are we afraid of? So then l'chayra we have to be afraid of, he might, in order to ensure he'll get warm quickly, he'll be mechate the eish. You want very quickly it should get warm, so put it back on the fire and he'll stir the coals. So be over out the isa mavir. That's how the Mishnah Berurah and Reish Nun Zayin brings down if you don't hold like Rashi. If you hold Ein bishul acha bishul. So that is the reason that they answered
hatmone, which is a pula to retain the heat of the kdeire, because since he's oisik in ensuring that it's hot, he might come and be martiach nabiyeva either of the isa mevashel or the isa havor. So the Gemara asks, Omale Abaye, so if that is the reason why they ask us hatmone, because with every hatmone there is a potential mevashel, Ihochi bein hashmoshes nami nigza. So then why does it say in our Mishnah that bein hashmoshes hatmone is mutter? Let us see Rashi. Ihochi bein hashmoshes nami nigza. The shvus ma'al, you see, this is a regular shvus. The ikka gzeiris iso diraisa. That means they ask of hatmone, gzeira he might come to do an iso diraisa of mevashala or mavir. The Tana of our Mishnah holds by an emes is shvus, a shvus of tikkun, they were geyser. That's why ain't the ktoni, ain't ma'aschen as habadai. So an emes is shvus, the Tana holds they were geyser by nashmoshes. So why weren't they geyser by hatmone? So the Gemara answers, Omalei stam kideres rois chaysen. Stam kdeiris rois chesein, she somuch lebein hashmoshes hum aviron mi'al ho'u, because he takes it off the flame right before bein hashmoshes. So bein hashmoshes, chazal were never afraid that the kdeire might be nitzanen. Bein hashmoshes, it is always hot, so they weren't geyser, the milsad loy shchiche. But like a lemeichesh l'shema nitzanen over yaltichena. In Shabbos already, no, in Shabbos, you can't say a minute after Tzitzikov, 2 minutes after Tzitzikov, 10 minutes after Tzitzikov. So they said in Shabbos is a possibility it might cool off. So in Shabbos they were geyser, but this man of Bein HaShemoshes, since it was taken off the flame right before Bein HaShemoshes, so that you could be assured that it's reis reis, so there's no gzeire shema yevashel shema yechad. We mentioned yesterday the Magi on the Tosfos Chadashim learns pshat in the Mishnah, in the Kefa Lashon Mishnah, sofik chasheicha, sofik einei chasheicha. What is the double lashon? So he learns pshat the Mishnah as follows: sofik chasheicha means the bein hashmoshes of erev Shabbos, the bein hashmoshes of erev Shabbos. So there's a sofik, maybe it is Shabbos already. Sofik eino chasheicha, the bein hashmoshes of mitzoi Shabbos. So that's also, because maybe it eino chasheicha, maybe it is still Shabbos. So the Tana is speaking about two bein hashmoshes. Now in this two bein hashmoshes, the Tana says, ein matzchen es havadai, vein matbilen es hakelen, that the Yisurei Shmus are also Bein HaShemoshes. Say the Bein HaShemoshes of Erev Shabbos, say the Bein HaShemoshes of Meitzoi Shabbos. Fine. But then the Tana says there are kulas which apply Bein HaShemoshes. Which kulas apply? Ma'asra Nes Hadmai. So come out the Bein HaShemoshes of Meitzoi Shabbos. One is permitted to be Ma'asra Nes Hadmai. And Rashi says, because this is not a Shvus Gomer, Tachum Rebalme, Reivam Aratza Ma'asrim. Let us go further in the Mishnah. V'toim Nes Hachamim. The Mishnah says that Hatmone is Mutter Bein HaShemoshes. So the Bein HaShemoshes of Meitzoi Shabbos, it is Mutter to make Hatmone. That's what it says in the Mishnah, according to the Magi and the Taisus Chadosh. Now the Gemara asks the Kasha, why won't they Goyzer on Hatmone Bein HaShemoshes? So the Gemara says that Stamk Deiris Reis Chesein, Bein HaShemoshes is nothing what to worry about, because it's Zicha Hat. That is the first Bein HaShemoshes. But the second Bein HaShemoshes, it's Dicha. You don't have the Stam Kedairis Reisris. It's almost Meitzoi Shabbos. So why is Atmon and Mutter the Bein HaShemoshes of Meitzoi Shabbos? That is Rabbi Kiveger's Kasha. So Rabbi Kiveger says the only Eitzah he can say is maybe there's a different reason. The Bein HaShemoshes of Meitzoi Shabbos, B'chlau they weren't Geyser Shema Yartiyah. Because was brent him, it's bald Meitzoi Shabbos. The Bein HaShemoshes of Erev Shabbos was a mocker to make the Gzeire. Because he needs Chamin for Shabbos, and he's stuck. So Memele, so there's a mocker to make the Gzeire. The Bein HaShemoshes of Meitzoi Shabbos says, Bechlau is no Gzeire. That's what the Kevega wants to answer. Yom HaRove, mit nei ma umru ein teim nem be dover ha meisef hevel va filu mi ba oid yoim. He says, why did Chazal say, ein teim nem be dover ha meisef hevel va filu mi ba oid yoim, the one is not permitted to make hatmone with something that is meisef hevel va filu mi ba oid yoim. That is also a filu erev Shabbos. What could be wrong there? So the Gemara says, Gzeira, if you will permit the person to be matmin, to cover a pot with something which can add heat to the pot, so everything that adds heat is muta, is shemo yatmin beremet sheyesh bo gachelos. So maybe he'll be matmin with ashes. And in these ashes, there's still a glowing coal. That's what we're afraid of. If you permit it to be matmin b'dover shemaisef hevel, he'll be maisef with ashes, and there might still be coals there. Omalei abaye v'yatmin. So what is? So be matmin with remet sheyesh b'kechel. He's doing this erev Shabbos. What's wrong? So the Gemara answers, gzeiro shemo yechata b'gecholim. That if the pot is surrounded with ashes and there are some coals there, we are geyser, he might go and stir the coals in Shabbos, and he'll be either of the Issa Mava. Let us see Rashi. Mipnei ma'amru ein toim ne medova ha-moisef hevo v'afilu mi-boid yoim. Kidisna le-kamo. We learn further, lo-i be-gefes, v'lo-i be-zevel, that the one is not permitted to be matan with gefes and zevel. These are articles which are moisef hevo. V'avol gav de-stam atmoni b'boid yoim. Stam atmoni is b'boid yoim. Do-asrini mishach sheikha. So what is wrong with Gefes and Zevel Mibayd Yoyim? So Gemara says, he might be taimim beremet, Eifer hamu'urev v'gecholim, this is ashes which there are some glowing coals mixed up. The Yatim, in fact, the Gemara, what's wrong? Dami ba'oid yoyim, he's doing it mibayd yoyim. Zeyrishemo yechata v'gecholim mishach sheikha. If the pot is surrounded with ashes and glowing coals, he might stir the coals. Shebo levashel akdeiro, and you'll want to assure that the food in the pot will get cooked. Shloi bishlo kol tzolcho. So he has an opportunity through stirring the coals to complete the bishul. So therefore, chazal vageiza. So that is dafke, if it's loinis bashel kol tzolcho. So Rashi says, v'gozu af bebishlo kol tzolcho. Rashi says, even there wasn't his bashel called tzolcho, there were also geyser to leave a pot that is his bashel called tzolcho, ad she yigroif oy she yiktoin. That means, shehiye alakire, to leave over a pot which has food in it, which is completely cooked. On a flame, chazal asod, unless one does one of the two. Either Yigroi, he'll shovel out the coals, so there won't be any fuel in the kire in order to enable him to stir the coals. Oy she yiktai, or else he'll cover the coals with ashes, and covering the coals with ashes shows that he's not interested in the heat that the coals are giving out, because Fakad, he's smothering the fire. So, Mamil, then we don't have to be afraid that he'll be mechata the gecholim later. So, afilu dover shen is bashel kol tzolcha, it's also gelayed in the Gemara, is also asa, till you make, either make it grufa or iktum, vochi maskine bepeire kire, the oma rebi, kitmo, he put ashes over it. Then, vohu varo, then it started burning, but he was megaladas, that he doesn't want the heat that the coals are giving out. Mashna lecham in shuch meboid yoim kol tzolchon, v'tav sheshabishol kol tzolchon. V'chein omar Rabbi Yoichanan. That what, b'lochayre it says it is mutter, if ktume is mutter. So what is ktume? Ktume is you put ashes over the coals. As long as he put ashes over the coals, so we are not afraid he'll be mechata the coals. So why are we afraid by remet? It's also ashes over coals. What is remetz different than ketume? So mistame, the chilek is as follows. By ketume, you have a fire burning, and he does a pula behedya to smother the fire. So we see from him, he's not interested in the heat that the coals are giving out, because he's doing a maisa to smother the fire. So then we're not afraid of Shemi Yechate. Here he's not doing anything. He's taking hot ashes with coals. There's no gilui das whatsoever from him that he's not interested in being mechata the ash to stir the coals. He just took ashes. He thought this was the materials he had to add heat to the pot. So we don't see from him a gilui that he's not interested to be mechata the gecholim. So therefore we are afraid maybe he'll be mechata the gecholim in Shabbos. Zot the Gemara weiter. Tanu Rabbonon. Bein HaShemoshes. This man of Bein HaShemoshes. What is this man? Sofik min hayoyim u min haloyla. There is a Sofik that it could be part of Bein HaShemoshes is yoyim. And part of Bein HaShemoshes is Laila. That's one Sofik. Then there's a second Sofik. Sofik Kulay Min HaYoyim. It could be the whole Bein HaShemoshes is Yoyim. Sofik Kulay Min HaLaila. And it could be that the whole Bein HaShemoshes is Laila. So we have here three Tzadim. Could be the Bein HaShemoshes is part Yoyim and part Laila. Or could be it's Kulay Min HaYoyim and Kulay Min HaLaila. Matilin oisai l'chaymer shnei yomim. So we give it the chaymer of 2 days. That means we take everything into consideration. Let us see what Rashi says. Min hayoyim u min halayla. Klaymer. Sofik, there's a sofik. I yesh boi mishneim. Could be in this zman, in this time lapse of Bein HaShemoshes, it could have in itself yoyim and layla. Sofik kulay min hayoyim, sofik kulay min halayla. Harei gimel sveikis. There are 3 sveikis that we have about this man. Lefichach, therefore, matilin olav chaymer shnei hayomim. Therefore, since we have these 3 sveikis, therefore, in the, we'll have a sofik in the bein zmanim, so we put the chumra of both zmanim, of yayim and layla. Lekamen, Mufarish l'mayhilchese shayach loymer shemo yesh boi mishneim. Why, Gabi, which halacha is in a geyer to us? That means if it's a sofik yoyim, sofik laila, also we have this chayma. L'maynav gemine, which halachas will be noiled because of this tzad sofik, shemo yesh boi mishneim. Okay, the Gemara is going to speak about this later. That is the halacha we are magdil. What is the halacha of this man? Ve'izehu bein HaShemoshes. Now, when does this zman come? Mishetishka hachamo from the shkia. Kol zman shepnei mizrach madimim. So lochere the pashtis it would seem that from the shkia in pnei mizrach madimim means that the mizrach gets red from the chamo that's b'mayrif. So kol zman, the sky is red, it is bein HaShemoshes. Hichsif hatachtayim v'loi hichsif ha'elyayim. Now, when the sky gets dark, it gets dark in stages. First, the bottom half gets dark, and then the top half gets dark. Hichsif hatachtayim, if the bottom half of the sky got dark, v'loi hichsif ha'elyayim, Bein HaShemoshes. That's Bein HaShemoshes. So the Gemara is going to ask later. The Tana is a little contradictory. Before he said, Ezer Bein HaShemoshes, Kol Zman Shepnei Mizrach Madimin, when the whole sky is red. That's Bein HaShemoshes. Now he says, Hichsif HaTachtoim LaHichsif Elyim Bein HaShemoshes. The Man of Bein HaShemoshes is when half of the sky is dark and the upper half is red. So we're going to speak about that later. If the complete sky is now dark, there's no more redness, Zehu Laila. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda said, Bekitzer, that it becomes Laila when it's Hichsiv He'elyim V'Hishvel L'Tachta. Rab Nechemya Oimer, that it is Laila Kidei She'yahalech Odom Mishetishka Hachamo Chatzimil. That from the Shkiye to a Zman of Chatzimil, it takes the time for a person to walk a Chatzimil. Let us say, for practical purposes, a meal is 18 minutes. So a chatzi meal is 9 minutes. That means 9 minutes after the shkia, it is laila. Rab Yaisi Yomer, Bein HaShemoshos, so according to Rab Nechemya, so from the shkia till 9 minutes is Bein HaShemoshos, and after that is laila. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Bein HaShemoshos Keheref Ayin. Bein HaShemoshos is the time it takes one should wink his eye. Ze Nichnas V'ze Yoytze. L'cheira the Seder is Fakert, it's Ze Yoytze V'ze Nichnas. Taisus HaMsochim Bav Beis is Moirer, but the Tana usually uses the Loshen Knisa before Yitzia, that's why he says it over here also. But really Ze Yaitse Vizanichtas. It becomes the day goes out, the night comes in. The Evshalamid Olov is debatable of Taisus. Taisus, it seems Taisus wasn't Goyris, these four words, if it's possible to figure out the Dizman Knis and Dizman Yitzir. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, madimin shenire admumis chamo ba'oven. One can see a redness, Rashi says, in the clouds, not in the sky. Hirsit hishchir, when it gets dark, hatachtein, tachtein shal kipes ha-rikia, smucha la'oretz, the bottom chelik of the rikia, el yain goiva shal kipe, that's the top part of the sky, Einam ha-meheres lahachsit. That doesn't get dark too soon. L'kam ha-porich, ma'ikom ha-dekosha seif ha-reish. He just gave two shiurim. First he said the shiur of Bein HaShemoshos is Pnei Mizroch Madimim. And then he says, Hichsif ha-tachtim, Hichsif ha-elyim. Rav Nechemya says that the shiur of Bein HaShemoshos is chatzi mil. From the shkiyah chatzi mil, ze shiur oirech Bein HaShemoshos, after a chatzi mil, it becomes night. And Rabbi Yosi says the shir bein hashmoshes is keheref ayin, ki shir kritzes ayin berif yain, v'loi bechazoke. The loshen of heref is a loshen of rif yain. So that's man, one blinks or winks berif yain, not one strains the eye to shut it, or kabonim it's the berifyain, that is the zman of Bein HaShemoshos. Ze nichnas, alaylo nichnas, vayayim yaitze, yitziye ze, im knisa ze, the yitziye is together with the knisik, shehem mishparshim, kori Bein HaShemoshos, v'chode mikamei hochi, havayayim ha'alya. And anything before this man is yoyim. Look the Gemara weiter. Lemai hilchese. Now what is the Gemara's kasha? Now before, later the Gemara is going to speak about exactly this manim, what falls into the category of Bein HaShemoshos. But now that we're going to speak about the Tzodei HaSofik, which halachis is it negeya to know all the Tzodei HaSofik? Lemai hilchese zogt Rashi yatilu olav sofik Shema Mishneim Yeshboi. Why is it necessary to be aware that there is a suffix, maybe Bein HaShemoshos is both? Bishloim is suffix, Kule Min Hayoim. This suffix is important to know. Ikala Meima, Le'inyin Meitzoi Shabbos. It's Negea Meitzoi Shabbos. Lahavi Oshem Toli. That means this suffix is Negea. If a person does a malacha Meitzoi Shabbos, Bein HaShemoshos. So it's a suffix, maybe this man is day. So Mamela, it's a suffix, so I'll have to bring an Oshem Toli. One brings an Oshem Toli if there's a suffix Chiyav Chatos. Suffix Kulei Min Alayla. Suffix Kulei Min Alayla. The suffix may be the whole Bein HaShemoshes is a loch of Layla. That's Negeya Linyin Leili Shabbos. That means Erev Shabbos. If a person does Malocha Erev Shabbos, so there's a suffix, maybe it's Laila. So the Mela will have to bring an Oshem Toli. Elochaymer Shneyem, where does one have this Chaymer? This Chaymer that maybe part is Yom and part is Laila, Lamai Ilchese. Where do you have an Halacha, it's Negeya, this suffix, to make a Chumun Halacha, maybe part is Yom and part is Laila? Before we go to the Gemara's here, there are two ha'oras from Achrayim. The Gemara's give a different tzira, the tzira of Ziva. But before we go to the Gemara's tzira, there's a ha'ora that Chassam Sofer brings down from the Oihel David. The Oihel David asks such a question. The Oihel David asks that, let us say, a person, there's a mila b'yayim hashmini. There's a mila the eighth day, and the eighth day is Shabbos. And as yet, he did not make the Mila, and it is Bein HaShemoshes. It is Bein HaShemoshes of Shabbos. So the Mela is like this. If we would only be aware of these two Sveikis, maybe it is Yoin, and maybe it is Laila. So the Mela, according to the Man the Omar, that Mila Shalei Bizmana Yamol Ba Laila, so one could make the Bris. One can make the Bris. It's Bein HaShemoshes. That means it's this period of time from the Shkia, which is Bein HaShemoshes. Let's say right after the Shkia starts Bein HaShemoshes. So Memele, so we have here 12 minutes after the Shkia. This is Bein HaShemoshes. So now, if it is Yoim, no, so it's Yoim HaShemini. You were supposed to make the Bris today. Chapara, make the Bris. If it is Laila, no, so it's Shalei Bizmanai. So you can make a Bris for Laila also. According to these two Tzodei HaSofik, you'd be permitted to make the Bris Bein HaShemoshes. You have nothing to lose. But, since there's a new Sofik, maybe Miktas is Yoy Miktas Belaila, so we're afraid of a different problem. Maybe he's gonna start making the Bris. The Trilas HaBris will be on Shabbos, and the Gemara Bris will be Moitzoi Shabbos. So Mamela, so then Mila's not Deiche Shabbos. Mila's only Deiche Shabbos if you'll be Mekayim, it's just Mila in Shabbos. But to make a Miktas Mila in Shabbos, that is not, then Mila's not Deiche Shabbos. That Kasha the Oihel David says. So Oihel David says it's not Negeya because if the Miktas, the Mila wasn't Shabbos, so, he's a Mekalkal. So it's not Negeya, Deiraisa Dikedin, because, according to this Chash, and that Chassam Sofer wishes to disagree with him. He says, even though the Miktas Mila was B'Shabbos, but it's not called a Mekalkel, since L'maisa ended up with a Maisa Mila, so it is not called that what he did in Shabbos was a Mekalkel. So he says the Kasha is a good Kasha. The Kasha is a good Kasha, and the only Teretzi would say that the Gemara wants to go according to the Man D'Yomer that Milu Shaloi Bizman is also Noeg Bayon. So therefore the Gemara couldn't say this Nafgemina. Let's play with this Kasha. Let us first see the Gemara's Nafgemina. So the Gemara asks, where's the Nafgemina La Loche that I have to be aware there's a Tzad Sofik may be part of the Bein HaShemoshes is Yoim, and part of the Bein HaShemoshes is Laila. What is this Negeya? Zog the Gemara. Omar Rav Huna Bereide Rav Yeshua Le'inyin Tume. It will be Negeya Legabi Tumas Zive. Kedisnan, we learned in the Mishnah says as follows. Lo Shnei Yomim Bein HaShemoshes. If a person saw 2 days, Bein HaShemoshes, there was a Riyah of Zive, 2 Bein HaShemoshes, and Pasha is speaking about one after the other. Let's say the Bein HaShemoshes of Erev Shabbos and the Bein HaShemoshes of Meitzoi Shabbos. So the Mishnah says there are three Sveikis. Safek Letumeh. Maybe Bechlal he does not have Tumeh Zive. Or maybe he does have Tumeh Zime. That's one Safek. Ule Kolbin, and then there's a suffix if he's Chayiv a Kolbin or not Chayiv a Kolbin. We'll see in the Rashi exactly what the Sveikis are and what the Lachas are. Ro Yoim Echad Bein HaShemoshes. What if there was one Riyah Bein HaShemoshes? Suffix Letume, there's a suffix if he's Tomei Tumeh Zive, which is 7 days, or not Tomei Tumeh Zive. Let us see Rashi. Lo shnei bein hashmoshes zive. He saw in both bein hashmoshes zive. Now Rashi brings down the halachas of zive. The zav mitame, a zav becomes tame biyomim, and that means, we'll see, Rashi will explain this later. Biyomim means if there was one long riyah, that was in 2 days, was one riyah in 2 days, so that is considered two riyahs. That's one way. A zov becomes tamei. And two riyahs is mekabel tumeh zive, he's tamei for 7 days. Uberiyahs. And he also becomes a zov, beriyahs with two riyahs. It could be one riyah with yomim, and it could be two riyahs. Now, these two riyahs could be on two eifanim. Bein shero shtayim b'yoyim echad. Either he saw the two riyas on the same day, so he's also a zov. He's tomei shivas yomim and shivas nekiyim. Bein shero shtayim b'shnei yomim ritzufen. Or he saw the two riyas on two separate days, but it's one day after the other. There is not a day in between. So that's how Rashi explained the riyas. Now Rashi is going to back the yomim. Bein shero achas, or he saw one riyah b'shnei yomim. He saw one riyah b'shnei yomim. How is that possible? Ki goin bein hashmoshes, and if we will assume that bein hashmoshes, part of bein hashmoshes could be yomim, and part of bein hashmoshes could be laila, so it could be one riyah, it could be partly by yom and partly by laila, so memele, so one riyah that went through 2 days is a din of two riyahs. Choshev lekeshtei riyahs mishum yomim. How do we know that yomim give it a loch of two riyahs? Yafina milzocha v'lanekeve, manekeve biyomim. Just like anekeve, one riyah and two yomim is a din of two riyahs, avzocha biyomim. The riyas gufe, that what if there are riyas that he becomes a zov, mefol shekedesanye b'megila, mona akosov shtayim v'korei tome. The pasuk speaks about two riyas and he has two mezive, which means he's tome shivas yomim. Now we're going to explain here the study hashayla. Sofik litume ulekob. So we are speaking about that this person saw two consecutive Bein HaShemoshes. The Bein HaShemoshes of Erev Shabbos, the Bein HaShemoshes of Meitzoi Shabbos. Sofik letumeh, there's a sofik bechlal, if he's tomei tumeh zive, where there are two consecutive riyas, that's one sofik. And then there's a sofik, maybe there are three riyas. And Rashi will explain. Sofik tomei, sofik toya. The suffix, maybe there were two riyas, and he's al kaponim azov. Suffix toyer, there's a suffix, maybe there was only one riyah. Then there's another suffix chayiv kolbin imatume, suffix ene chayiv kolbin. Then there's a suffix, maybe there were three riyas in his chayiv kolbin, or maybe there was only two riyas in ene chayiv kolbin, avol tome shiva. Now Rashi explains, the zov baal shtei riyas, a zov that sees two times, Oy shne yomim, or there was one riyah that the length of the riyah went was in 2 days. Kol tayres tumas zovin olav. He has all hilchas zovin. That means he's tamei shibes yomim. You need shibes nekiyim to become toyer. Ushlishi, if there's a third riyah, mevi yosel lidei kol. Then he's mechuyif to bring a kol. Now, this person saw two Bein Hashmoshes. So we have here a few shailas over here. Safik Yoim Echotu V'tomei B'shnei Riyas. There's a Safik, maybe it is Yoim Echot V'tomei B'shnei Riyas. Now, Rashi means as follows. This Rashi is going to explain this later, but we're up to it now, so explain it now. Safik Yoim Echotu. The Safik Yoim Echotu means as follows. Maybe the first Bein Hashmoshes is Laila. And maybe the second Bein Hashmoshes is Yoim. Which sounds very modern. We'll see in that place with Kasha, but Rashi learns like that. Maybe the first Bein Hashmoshes is Laila and the second Bein Hashmoshes is Yoim. So, if that is true, and there was one Riyah Erev Shabbos, which is Laila, we're assuming, there was another Riyah Meitzoi Shabbos, which we're assuming is Yoim, so it comes out there were two Riyahs in one day. No, two Riyahs in one day, so he'll be Yazov of two Riyahs. Safik Yoim Echotu, V'tomei b'shnei riyas. So he's tomei, there were two riyas in one day. Oy shnei yomim ritzufin, hey? Or there's a suffix, maybe these are two consecutive days. Maybe the first Bein Hashmoshes is Laila, and the second Bein Hashmoshes is Laila. So that means he saw Shabbos and he saw Sunday. Or the first Bein Hashmoshes is Yoim, and the second Bein Hashmoshes is Yoim. See, he saw Friday and he saw Shabbos. So according to this tzatzofik, he also there were two riyas. Oy shnei yomim ritzufenei. So if one is Laila, the second is Yoim, so it's all one day, so two riyas in one day. If both are Yoim or both are Laila, so then there were two riyas in two separate days. That's the second, oy shnei yomim ritzufenei, v'tomi nami, v'toires yomim. Now there's a third suffix. Suffix beis yomim she'ein ritzufin, hey? There's a third suffix. Maybe these are 2 days that are not ritzufin. They're not two consecutive days. Maybe there's a day in between. V'toyer mitu meshiva el kabal keribam. What does that mean? That means as follows. The first Bein Hashmoshes was Yoim. So the first Bein Hashmoshes was Friday. The second Bein Hashmoshes was Laila. So the second Bein Hashmoshes was Sunday. So we saw once on Friday, once on Sunday. So that is not 2 consecutive days. So Memele says, Azov Baal Riya Achas, which is not Tomei Tumazive. See, he has the Tum of a Baal Keri. He's only Tomei one day, and he tables himself Balayla. That is, so... That is the second tzad. That means the tzad is azov bal shtei riyas. We can hold 2 cheshbonos. Either both Bein Hashmoshes are Yoim, either both Bein Hashmoshes are Laila, or the first one was night and the second one was day. So according to these 3 tzadim, he's azov bal shtei riyas. According to the tzad, that the first Bein Hashmoshes was Yoim, and the second Bein Hashmoshes of Laila, so then he's Toyer, he's not even a Zot. Elike Baal Keri Baume. The Lav Shtei Riyas B'Yoim Echodike. There's not 2 Riyas in one day. V'loi Shnei Yomim Ritzufenike. And there wasn't a Riyah in 2 days, 2 consecutive days. It was Friday and Sunday. Now we have another topic. Safik, we have a Safik, Shein Gimel, Yomim Ritzufim. We have a Safik, maybe, with these 2 Riyas that were Friday, the Ebein Hashmoshes Friday, Ebein Hashmoshes Shabbos, maybe there were 3 Riyas. And what if this really is the Zav Gomer or Afle Kolben? Then he's a Zav Gomer, Afle Kolben. Now Rashi is going to explain the study Hasof. Keita. Shema bein Hashmoshe Sarishen Kulei Min Hayom. Maybe the first bein Hashmoshe is Kulei Min Hayom. Is that? Ubein Hashmoshe Sasheni Kulei Min Halayla. So if that is true, that the first bein Hashmoshe was Yom. The second bein Hashmoshe was Layla. V'nimtza Yom Echot Hefzik Bintayim. So there's one day in between. So the first Riyah was Friday, the second Riyah was Sunday. And there was a day in between Vitoya. So of course then there'll be Toya. Oishneya mina yoim, there's only one Riyah. There weren't two consecutive Riyahs. Oishneya mina yoim, maybe both Beina Shmoshis are mina yoim. Some in mail of both, Beina Shmoshis and mina yoim, see so Friday and Shabbos. Avolushneya yomim ritzufi. V'chein im shneyim in a layla, or both bein hashmoshes, or layla, so you saw Shabbos and Sunday. Avolunam im shneyim im ritzufi. Oy shemo, im horishem in a layla, maybe the first bein hashmoshes was layla, v'sheinim in a yoyim, avolunam im shnei riyas b'yoyim echa. So then it's two riyas in the same day. So according to these three tzadim, v'tom eishive b'chol layla. Then is Tomei to Meshive Bechol Eila, because there were two Riyas. But Ve'en Kan Kolmon. Two Riyas will not bring a Kolmon. Oishemo, perhaps, Shteyem HaRiyas, these two Riyas, Oyu Miktsoson B'yoin, U Miktsoson B'layla. Maybe these two Riyas, maybe Bein HaShmoshes, part of it is day, and part of it is night. V'yesh kan, shloisha ritzufim. If part of it is day and part of it is night, so memele, so he saw Erev Shabbos, so he saw day and night. So you have already two riyas. And the third riyah meitzoy Shabbos is also day and night. So you have already, so you have three riyas ritzufim. V'chein im harishoino, Miktsasa ba'yoyim and miktsasa ba'layla. If the Rishayne is miktsasa ba'yoyim, miktsasa ba'layla, vashniya kula min alayla, or Rishayne kula min ayoyim, vashniya miktsasa ba'yoyim and miktsasa ba'layla, avalu gimel yomim ritzufim, so you have gimel yomim ritzufim, the tom kolb, hilka, sofik afle kolb, so memele, in the two riyas and two bein hashmoshes, we have a three tzadim. Maybe he has a tum of a balkeri, because there's only one riyah. Maybe he has a tum of zive, there were two riyas. And maybe he brings a kolm, because maybe there were three riyas. So what does he do? Well, maybe chata sa'oi fa bo'al ha-sofik, so he brings a chata sa'oi, ve'ein necheles, but he will not eat it. The shema lav ba'kobenu. Or Malikus Chulen Nevela. So that means the korban chatos sefer bo'al ha-sofik can be brought, but it will not be eaten, because if it is not a korban, so it is Nevela. So Memela, that is the halach if he saw two bein hashmoshes. There's a sofik chiyiv korban. Ro achas bein hashmoshes. What if he saw one bein hashmoshes? Sofik letume. So there's a sofik, maybe he's tume. Shemo miktsoso ba'yoyim u miktsoso ba'layla. Maybe part of the riyah was by day, part of the riyah was by night. Va'ayni choyme beis yomim. So there's a choyme, so one riyah that is in 2 days, there's a din of two riyahs. Va'ayni choyme beis yomim. V'tom izayim. Oy shemo kula. Oy min ha'yoyim, oy min ha'layla. Or maybe the whole, the zman is either day or night. Ben kana la'achas. There's only one riyah. So memele, he will only be tomei tumas keri. He has a din of a bal keri. Let us see Tosfos. Rav Yosi Omer bein hashmoshes keheref ayin. Peirush Rashba, Before we say the Rashba, what the Rashba says, let me just tell you a Loshen that the Taisus HaRoshes, and this is really a Gdome to the Rashba. Rabbi Yossi popped up and said that Bein HaShmoshes is Keheref Ayin. That means the Zman, that when it changes, it becomes from day to night, this is a Zman that happens Keheref Ayin. So the Taisus HaRoshes, Kulu tanoim nami moide de bein hashmoshes keherefayim. Rab Yosi wasn't machadish achidish that bein hashmoshes keherefayim. Ze nichnas vze yoite. Elo misavkilu mosai hu oise herefayim. That's the difference between Rab Yosi and everyone else. That means the zicha, when it changes from day to night, it's zicha aherefayim. But when do I have to start clearing when this change comes? Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi is talking about the whole Zman of Rabbi Yehuda. There is no Sofik, that's Yoim. The Zman of Bein HaShmoshes, the Zman when it changes, that's after Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShmoshes, just completely Yoim. Then you have Keherifayim. The other Tannaim which disagreed with Rabbi Yossi, they hold no. Let's say, according to Rabbi Nechemiah, 9 minutes after the Shkiyah is Bein HaShmoshes. So according to Rabbi Nechemiah, that means that all in these 9 minutes, I don't know when the Herafayim is. Could be the Herafayim is right the first second, it could be it's the last second, could be it's in the middle, I don't know. So Memele, so since we don't know, we have problems. But in Yesod, everyone holds that Bein HaShmoshes is Keherafayim, and Rabbi Yossi was only mechadish that. So that is what the Rashba is saying. The only topic boy that the whole suffix of when Bein HaShmoshes is Elok Shehu Keherefayim, the whole Zman of suffix, when it is Yom and when it is Laila, that is in a Zman of Herefayim. V'loi bizman godel. That's what Rabbi Yossi is meisiv. You give such a long Zman. A Zman of 9 minutes, 12 minutes, as we'll see later in the sugya, that in this whole Zman, I have to be mistopic. Maybe now is the Herifayim. So he says, no. The whole Zman, Sofik, is only in the Zman of Herifayim. Vloibi Zman Godel. Kemoishim mistopic boitanikam. But the Rashba said a mouthful over here. The Rashba said, in the Zman of Herifayim is also a Sofik. That means not that Rabbi Yossi knew in this Herifayim, he knew when it is Yom and when it is Laila. This man of Herifayim, we could also divide in Chalokim. We don't know, but in this man of Herifayim, if it is called a second, in this man, we have Sveikis, when it is Yom, when it is Laila, the beginning of the Herifayim, the end of the Herifayim, the middle of the Herifayim, that we don't know. But Rabbi Yossi also didn't know. According to Rabbi Yossi, it is also a Zman Sofik. But the Zman Sofik is Nimshach HaHerevayim. That's what the Rashba is saying. Avol Ein, so that's what he's saying, that the Zman Sofik ain't listapik boy. The Zman Sofik is exists. Elok Shuk HaHerevayim. The Zman Sofik is only in this second of HaHerevayim. V'loi bizman godel k'moy shemistapik boy tanikame. Not like the long Zman that the Tanikame says, all these minutes we have to clear, maybe now it is becoming night. Aval ein leforish. Rabbi Yossi, ein mistapik bebein hashmoshes klal. But you should not say that Rabbi Yossi bechlal had no sofik in bein hashmoshes. Vahochi koma. And Rabbi Yossi is saying, keheref ayim, in this heref ayim, ani makir uboki ba, boy. Mosa izeh nichnas vizeh yoitze v'yedeni mosa hu laylo. He says, one could say that Rabbi Yossi is, there's a double machlokes. Rabbi Yossi says, you say it's a sofik b'chlal when the transition occurs. I say, I know when the transition occurs. It occurs in this matzav of Herevayim, and I know exactly when it is Yoim and when it is Laila. So it comes out as a double machloikis. So the Rashba says no. Rabbi Yossi also was unaware exactly when the transition occurs. And Taisus is going to bring a raya from a gemara in a Tosefta in Zohar. So Kaponim from Taisus we see that Taisus was not Geiris and Agimore these five words, V'yavsha lamed olav, four words. Because if the Taisus was geirus this in our Gemara, and that's where the Bach was meichik it. Like this it says in our Gemara, V'yaysi yayme ben ha-shmoshes, k'erif ha-ein, z'nichus v'zayetzik, V'yavsha lamed olav. So in our Gemara it says klov, that Rabbi Yaysi said it is impossible to figure out when it is yayme, when it is laila. If Taisu would have had this gear, so why Taisu would not have to bring a raya from Bekir, from a Tesefta and Mesefta Zobin? So the Bach says, we see Taisu does not have this gear. So now Taisu is going to prove from a Tesefta and Zobin that according to Rabbi Yossi, in this man of Herifayim, there are three tzadim. Maybe Yom, maybe Laila, maybe Mitzah Shem, Mitzah Laila. Where do we see this? So the Mesefta, the Mesefta Zobin, Bepeire Kamek Toni, V'chein oya Rabbi Yossi oimer. Rabbi Yossi said as follows. Ro echod bein hashmoshes. There was one rie that was bein hashmoshes. Ve'echod vadai. In one rie was not bein hashmoshes. One was a vadai dikeri. We'll see in a minute. Sofik letume ulekob. There's a sofik if he's tome and sofik is a chi of kob. Peirish. Shero b'moitzoi Shabbos bein hashmoshes. He saw moitzoi Shabbos bein hashmoshes in the Zman of Herifayim. U'biyoyim sheini, Monday, ro b'yoyim. He saw Monday by day. So sofik letume, there's a sofik if this person is b'chlal tomei tumezive. What is the sofik? The Shem Obein Hashmoshes. Maybe this Herif Ayin Kulay Min Hayoy. Maybe this Herif Ayin is what is Shabbos. It's Kulay Min Hayoy. So Memeila, so he saw Shabbos and Monday. Vahavi Yoy Mavsik. So there's a Sunday that's Mavsik between the Riyah Rishayne and the Riyah Shniyah. V'toyah. Oy Shem Kulay Min Halaylo. Or maybe this Erefayin is completely night. So he saw Sunday and Monday. Bavishna Yomim Ritzufim. B'tomei. B'shem, or maybe this Erefayin is min hayoyim and min alayla. Maybe this Erefayin is part day and part night. So memele, so he saw Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. Because shloisha yomim ritzufim v'chayiv kolben. Almud Rabbi Yossi Nami Misav Kaleibu Kerif Ayin. This Herif Ayin is also a Zman Sofi. But Rabbi Yossi was Makten. He shortened this Zman Sofi from a 9-minute or 12-minute period that the other Tanoim held. He shortened it to a Herif Ayin Dike period. Sofi Letume Ulekob. Perish Bekunteret. Rashi says, now Rashi explains, what are the study of Sofik? That maybe he's not Tomei, maybe he's Tomei. Perish Bekuntres. The Shem or Bein Hashmoshes Rishayin Kuloi Min Hayoi. Maybe the first Bein Hashmoshes is completely day. Vishayini Kuloi Min Halayla. And the second Bein Hashmoshes is night. So he saw Friday and Sunday. So Mamele, there's only one Riyah. The Loi Nire. Taisus disagrees. The E Rishayin Kulay Min Hayoyim. If the first Bein Hashmoshes is Kulay Min Hayoyim, Sheini Nami Kulay Min Hayoyim. This Bein Hashmoshes is consistent. When the Rebbein Shlom created the Bria, and there's a Zman between Bein Hashmoshes and from the Shkia to Laila, so it's not flexible. It's either Yoyim or Laila. Not Friday will be Yoyim, and then Mitzvah Shabbos will be Laila. Doesn't work like that. That's a kasha and tzvora. The seichel is machayev. Bein Hashmoshes is inflexible. V'su, the omar lekamon b'shmaiten, the Gemara says, daf lamateim et beit, ha'oise meloche b'shnei bein Hashmoshes, if a person will do meloche in two bein Hashmoshes, chayev chatas mimonoshech. So mimonoshech, he has to bring one korban chatas. So what pshat? So the pshat is like this. So if the first Bein Hashmoshes is Yoim, so he wasn't Mechalo Shabbos the first Bein Hashmoshes, he was Mechalo Shabbos the second Bein Hashmoshes. The first Bein HaShemoshes is Laila. It wasn't Mechal HaShabbos. The second Bein HaShemoshes is Mechal the first. So Abba Maman Nefshech, he was once Mechal HaShabbos for sure. She brings a called Mechadis. Ule Peirish HaKuntris. Rashi was Mechadish. That one Bein HaShemoshes could be Yoim and the next one could be Laila. Or Ikel HaMeimah. Shema Bein HaShemoshes Erev Shabbos Kula Yoim. Maybe the Bein HaShemoshes of Erev Shabbos is Kula Yoim. That was Yoim. So that he wasn't Mechal HaShabbos. Umeitzoi Shabbos Kula Laila. Maybe that's completely night. Leishchayev Chatos Eloshim. So it's only a Sofik. Maybe he's Chayev Chatos. And the Gemara says he's a Vada Chayev Chatos. So Rashi is very Shver. I says, so we have to figure out, how is there a tier that there were not two consecutive Riyas. Rashi had to say this to figure out that there's not two consecutive Riyas. But if we won't say this, there's always at least two consecutive Riyas. Umefarish Rashbam. So the Rashbam made another Mahalach in the Gemara. Sovik Latum Elikobim means as follows. Shero Bein Hashmoshois B'Maitzoi Shabbos. He saw Bein Hashmoshois B'Maitzoi Shabbos. Ubein Hashmoshois B'Maitzoi Yoim Sheni. And the Bein Hashmoshois of Monday. Now, the Shem or Bein HaShemoshe Shneim Kuloi Min HaYoy Oy Kuloi Min HaLaylo. He says, if Bein HaShemoshe is both of them are Kuloi Min HaYoyim, so in other words, he saw Shabbos and he saw Monday. If Bein HaShemoshe is Kuloi Min HaLaylo, so he saw Sunday and he saw Tuesday. So if that is the case, Mapsid Yoyim Echad B'Tayim Ve'ein Kan Tumim. There's no Tumim. Oy Shem maybe chetzyoy min hayoyim vechetzyoy min alayla, maybe half of it is day, half of it is night. So memela, so what happened? So he saw Shabbos and Sunday, that was the first year, because chetzyoy min chetzyoy min alayla, and then he saw Monday and Tuesday. So he saw three consecutive days al kaponim, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. So that's how the Rashbam learns Pshat Na Gemara. But according to the Rashbam, this will see that Tosafot and Kakash and the Rashbam, there's only two Sfeikas. There's a Sfeik, maybe there was one Riyah, or maybe there were three consecutive Riyahs. There's no Sfeik that there's two Riyahs, and not three Riyahs. The Koshel of Pirushoi, so Tosafot asks and the Rashbam as follows. Kasha number one. The Gemara says Shnei Yomim Bein HaShemoshes, the Vayis is one after the other, not the one Mitzvah Shabbos, one Monday night. It's not Mashma like that. But Oide Lefizeh, according to the Rashbam, Loi Mashkachas Tumas Zayin, B'Loi Kolb. So there's not three Tzadim over here, there's only two Tzadim. Maybe there was one Riyah, maybe there was three Riyahs. The Lishne Mashma, Sofik, Tumer lechud, there's a sofik, maybe he's tome, maybe he's not tome. And then there's a sofik lechod melechud, so there's three tzadim. According to the Rashbam, there's only two tzadim. Either he's not tome, or he's tome and brings a kol. Right kashalari. A third kashi. Deim mayrik shero kol bein hashmoshes. If it is speaking about that he was ro kol bein hashmoshes, k'mo yoisem meloche shnei bein hashmoshes k'meforish Rashbam, in Cain, so then the whole thing is difficult to understand. Beria achas chayiv kolm. If there was such a long riyah, si zicha chayiv kolm. So this one riyah is equivalent to three riyahs. Why? The bein hashmoshes of a havil chol apoches chatzimil. We hear there are machloikes, Rav Nechemye and Rav Yehuda, the length of Bein HaShemoshes. According to Rav Yehuda, it is either 3/4 mil, 2/3 mil. According to Rav Nechemye, it's a chatzi mil. So Bein HaShemoshes b'chol apoches, chatzi mil. Now, the shir of chatzi mil, v'havi elef amen. That is the amount of time it takes to walk elef amen. The shir mil, aval payim amen, k'berish chashebek shnei sirit. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Ro achas merubek gimel. If one saw one riyah, and the zman the riyah took was the zman of three riyahs, which is shehu kemigidyoin leshiloi, shehem shtei tvilois ushnei sifugim. This is the time it would take for one to make two tvilas and twice to dry himself. Harezes of gomel. Now that is very vague. How long is this in time? But the sefta bereish meseches zovim mash ma'ain shir kufano. That this long year is a the amount it takes to walk 100 amas. Now the minimum shir of bein hashmoshes is 1,000 amas. So if he saw the whole Bein HaShemoshes, there is no Sofik whatsoever. He zichre brings a kolben because of the Hamshoches Hazman. Lekach, before we see the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, let us go to the end of Tosis, because that's our emphasis kasha. V'oid yesh loyme d'mayrik shero kol Bein HaShemoshes d'Rab Yosi tonilo. So here Thaisis wants to end for this kasha. This last kasha, Hitake saw the whole Bein HaShemoshes, but it's going according to Rabbi Yosi. Now according to Rabbi Yosi, the whole Bein HaShemoshes is not the shir of Kuf Amr, it's a Herafayim. So Mamel, the last kasha is for Emperor, according to Rabbi Yosi. Lekach meforish Rabbeinu Tam. But we have the other kashas Hashver. So therefore the Rabbeinu Tam says as follows. The Mairi, that we are speaking about, that when he saw the two Bein HaShemoshes, Shaloiro kol Bein HaShemoshes. He did not see the whole Bein HaShemoshes. Elosho achas mi'etes the Bein HaShemoshes zeh, v'sho acheres Bein HaShemoshes acher. Sho does not mean an hour, because all Bein HaShemoshes is either 9 minutes or 12 minutes. It means a small amount of time. He saw, in this 9 minute period, he saw a small amount of time, Erev Shabbos, and a small amount of time, Meitzoy Shabbos. And when there were different times, let's say, Erev Shabbos was the first minute of the Bein HaShemoshes, Meitzoy Shabbos was the last minute of the Bein HaShemoshes. Ubecholshu Shebein HaShemoshes, yesh listapik. Now, in every minute of the Bein HaShemoshes, we have three sveikas. Shema kulay min hayayim. Oy kulay min alayla. Oy chetzi hayayim vechetzi layla. So I mean, so let's say, if he saw the first minute of Bein HaShemoshes, let us say Bein HaShemoshes is a 12 minute period, for practical purposes. He saw the first minute of Bein HaShemoshes, Erev Shabbos. So the last minute of Bein HaShemoshes, Meitzoy Shabbos. We have a suffix, could be, These two are kulay min hayayim. So it comes out, so the first riyah was Friday, the second riyah was Shabbos. So then there were two riyahs. There won't be mechayev kol. Could be the first riyah was Friday, that was yayim, because that was the beginning of Bein HaShemoshes. The second riyah was Sunday. So then, it's only one riyah. So Mamele is a din of a balkari. Or it could be that in that 1 minute, there was mixtus min ayayim and mixtus min alayla. So therefore, so it can bring a kolben. That means if there was mixtus min ayayim and mixtus min alayla, so he saw bayayim of alayla, and then the next time, so the two consecutive days, and then he saw that the next time there was a third riyah. V'hashti yosei shapir. The Sofik Latume, the Shema Rishon Kulamin Ayoy. Maybe the Rishon, that first minute was Kulamin Ayoy. Vashayni Kulamin Alayla. So this was Friday and Sunday. Umafsik Yom Bintay. So Memele, so he does not bring he's not Tami to Meziva. Oishema Tabaya Yoyma, Tabaya Layla. So there were two Rishon. We can Beish Yomim Ritzufim. The Sofik Lakom, Shema Rishon Min Ayoyma Min Alayla. Vashayni Layla. Oy, ha'echad yoyim v'abeis chetshoy yoyim v'chetshoy layla v'ikul gimel ritzufe. V'ahi, the oysem, alochis, and memele, that's how the Rabbeinu Tam learns pshat. Now, agav uche, the ritve, the Teisves Rid, say that Rashi also meant that. Rashi meant like the Rabbeinu Tam. That's what Rashi said. Lo bein Hashmoshes kulam in a yoima kulam in a laila. Bein Hashmoshes arishen kulam in a yoim. That Rashi means this man he saw in the bein Hashmoshes rishen was kulam in a yoim. Not the whole bein Hashmoshes is kulam in a yoim. It means the Ritva says Rashi is a merdik epshat, but don't get misled. Rashi means mamish like the Rabbeinu Tam. So then we are Baruch Hashem a mayat machlokes be Yisrael. Yeah, vahi da oisem aloche b'shnei bein Hashmoshes. So now, the Gemara says later, if a person does meloche in two bein Hashmoshes, so then the halacha is that he zicher brings a kol mechatas, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, what's the zicher? Maybe the first bein Hashmoshes, it was the beginning of the bein Hashmoshes, so that was Friday. The second bein Hashmoshes was the end of the bein Hashmoshes, that was Sunday. So they say, it's different. He did the complete bein Hashmoshes. Or he did both of them b'tchilas bein Hashmoshes, mamish the same time. So memele, so there he zicher chayav achatos. In order sanye, the tesefta the mesecha zovim perikame the shnei bein Hashmoshes. Badai letume v'sofik lekob. Ma'irinam zidin kain shero b'shneim b'tchilas bein Hashmoshes. Both were the tchilas bein Hashmoshes. The male is what? So the zicher were two riyos retzufos.